This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The Breakfast Show, it's the only way to start your day on the... almost it lang and midday show. Why could ring my shows? What is happening?
What is happening? What is happening?
Get a breakfast show. The only way to start your day. And Melissa is back, and she's riding solo. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you,
I
can complain. How was the weekend?
It was good. It was good.
Were you out? Do you go to Strava?
No, unfortunately not.
Not, ne?
No.
But yeah, I'm definitely sure that it was good. But thank you so much for joining us on the Knowledge Hub this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What do you have for us, Namhlanje, Melissa?
Today, given a topic, a future. It's called a future.
Okay.
Yes, it's inspired. Yeah, it's inspired by Incwadika Veronica Ruth called Divergent.
Wait, it Divergent?
Yes.
Don't you know a movie, Divergent?
Yeah, there is a movie called Divergent.
Yeah,
yes.
I know a movie. Okay.
Yeah, it was inspired by Leo Ngwadile. So we got two recent news. And as Norman Zwillian, there was a group of Americans who went to space.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, definitely.
But now there's a question arising with that. Is it true that they went to space or not?
Exactly. I think it's true.
It's true. You know how it was true. Mm-hmm. It was when they came back saying Bonnie capsule and I was like, okay, should be happy. And then in a few minutes later, Bucky from the capsule, I was like, okay, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's this hot topic about is that essay that was hacked by a group of cybercrime individuals. Yeah, they're called the XP95.
Okay,
yeah. Group. Yeah, they demanded ransom of $1.7 million dollars.
Whoa.
Yes. So now the future is umbuzo uti. The hot question is: is the government willing to pay Leo $1.7 million? If not, the Leo group of individuals is or release personal information on the dark web, which means that there's gonna be like 80% chance ukuthi lo muntu loyo othenge Leo information, they're gonna be able to have access to our banking apps and phones.
Bo.
Yes.
Well, I don't have millions in my bank.
Okay.
Yes.
Damn, the future is scary then.
That's crazy.
So that is what the question, what will happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Will the government, though, pay that money? Or are they going to hire people to investigate, or private investigators and stuff like that?
The thing is, they gave the government a deadline of 2020 of April. If it was about Kokanga by then... They will sell the information on the dark web.
Okay, but let's be real. Okay, let's say they get paid. What would stop them to continue with releasing or selling that data?
That's what's interesting about the future. That's why I said we don't know what's going to happen. Yes, that's the future.
Definitely.
Do you guys think they should pay?
No.
They shouldn't, ne?
They shouldn't.
Because Bella's the man.
Is it because you guys are broke?
No.
Some of us have millions in our bank accounts.
No,
so.
But that's the thing.
I'm joking.
You just said another possibility that it's not like, no, it's not guaranteed that they are not going to post it anyways, right? Rather, they must just hire private investigators and then maybe they find them and blah, blah, blah. Then to just pay this money, because at the end of the day, it's going to cost who? Us. Then the tax is gonna go up, and then now everything is a mess. Actually,
it's a mess, a whole mess.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, can
continue.
No, I was just asking. You know, you're speaking about future, and I'm just thinking, are you worried about future? Are you guys worried about future?
No, not really. I mean, we don't know what's gonna happen. That's what makes it interesting and scary at the same time. So we just go day by day.
Taking and one just, day at the time.
And just hoping for the best.
I think say miser in the future. I mean, I'm worried. I don't know what's going to exactly the same reason. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just worried. Good, okay, at least okay, the day is done. Okay, what's next? What's next? Who's going to go next year? But in 10 years' time, what will happen in South Africa? There's quite a lot. Like, you can't just not worry about the future.
But you can't be worried about something that's not guaranteed. Exactly. You are worrying about something that you might not be part of.
Exactly.
Well, I'm part of the present.
Exactly.
Right now.
That's what you should worry about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
So, Ingodiga Veronica Ruth focuses. It's a dystopian novel. She wrote it in the future. In terms of Wednesday, like maybe from 100 years from now.
Okay.
Or years, 50 years from now. So Ingwati Ake explores human behavior 50 years from now.
Okay.
And Eland.
Crazy.
Yeah, ne? It reminds me though of if you're saying Upala, you know that's gonna happen in like human behavior in the next maybe 50 years or something.
Yeah.
It reminds me of this guy, the scientist on life sciences, who, because there were two studies apparently that how people are going to develop, right? And then they chose only one experiment because that's what seems to be close to. I forgot about Thomas.
Oh, Lenin, no. Is it Lenin?
It's two scientists. But it was about Kumbula, don't worry.
Lamarck, yeah.
Yes, Lamarck, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. It reminds me of him, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, Nayoge Ingwadi explores the themes of human behavior, identity crisis, and self-discovery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. And have you read the book?
I have.
What can you tell us? Should we be worried about human behavior in the next 50 years? I guess we'll have to read the book, ne?
Yeah, you have to read the book in order to
get it. Wow, okay. No, interesting. Speaking about something very interesting, future. What else do you have for us? Or should we wrap it up?
I think we can wrap it up.
Wow.
Before we wrap it up, I think Lamarck's theory was like, organisms change their behavior in response to the environment.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That was Lamarck's theory. And then Darwin's theory was saying within variation, within any population, individuals are born with varying traits, behavior, and physical due to random variation, not because of need or voluntary effort.
And which one did they go with?
Which one did they choose?
Because they both made sense, if you ask me. You change because of the environment of your own. And the other one, it's
Charles Darwin's.
Oh, I got Charles.
But they say Charles Darwin's theory says by nature selection was one of the chosen and accepted by scientists in the community, displacing Ella Lamarck's theory of inheritance of acquired characteristics.
Crazy. Yeah, but thank you so much, Ms. Taniso, Melissa Taniso, for joining us on MET Radio. And just speaking about a future, you guys said we must not worry about the future.
No,
I'm worried.
But now you're not going to have enough time to worry about the present, because that's what you should be worried about. Tuguti, present is like, what are you willing to change tomorrow? Like, sasa.
Live in the present.
Exactly.
Enjoy the moment. I always say that. Good to live. Let's live in the moment. So it's fine. It's okay. Thank you so much, Umili Salo, Wagatani. So speaking about a future.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.